يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما
Believers, enter not the houses of the Prophet without his permission, nor wait for a meal to be prepared. Instead, enter when you are invited to eat, and when you have had the meal, disperse. Do not linger in idle talk. That is hurtful to the Prophet, but he does not express it out of shyness. But Allah is not ashamed of speaking out the truth. And if you were to ask the wives of the Prophet for something, ask from behind a curtain. That is more apt for the cleanness of your hearts and theirs. It is not lawful for you to cause hurt to Allah's Messenger, nor to ever marry his wives after him. Surely, that would be an enormous sin in Allah's sight.
إن تبدوا شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما.
It does not matter whether you disclose something or conceal it, for Allah certainly knows everything.
لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا
It will not be blameworthy for the wives of the Prophet if their fathers, their sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, and the women with whom they have social relations, and the persons whom their right hands possess enter their houses. O women, shun disobeying Allah. Allah is watchful over everything.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
Allah and His angels bless the Prophet. Believers, invoke blessings and peace on him. Believers, invoke blessings and peace on him.
To say that God blesses the Prophet, peace be upon him, means that he is extremely benevolent towards him. He praises him immensely, bestows grace on his work, exalts his name, and showers his benedictions on him. Likewise, to say that the angels send their blessings on the Prophet means that they have the highest degree of love and reverence for him, and that they pray to God to grant him ever higher ranks. The invocation of God's blessings on the Prophet by believers means that they pray to God to bestow upon him an abundance of his blessings.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
Verily, those who cause annoyance to Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter, and has prepared for them a humiliating chastisement.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا.
Those who cause hurt to believing men and to believing women have invited upon themselves a calumny and a manifest sin.